father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm just as bad as I used to be. Woo! All right, 2 o'clock, straight up. It's the Card Show. My main man, Big Mac, Craig Card with you. Phone number to join as always, 888-808-1019. Got a great show for you today. Good afternoon, Big Mac. How are you today, buddy?
I'm doing great, Craig.
Glad to be back.
I'm not.
What do you mean you're not?
I got to tell you.
It was a great weekend of football.
You would think
you had a great.
Now, play it. Just follow the bouncing ball for a second if you can, all right? We had a great weekend of football, all right? Mm-hmm. Starting Friday night with the national semifinal. Then, of course, you get the two NFL playoff games on Saturday. Great games, bang, down to the wire. Sunday, 1 o'clock, great game, down to the wire. The Eagles-San Francisco game, great game, down to the wire. Foo Philly, you guys suck. And then, of course, last night's game was a doozer and a hard to watch in comparison to the other great playoff games, right?
Right.
So you would think a guy like me, a guy that doesn't gamble at all, a guy that just loves sports, my friend, for sports.
Right.
Like, I have, because I don't gamble anymore, I'm able to see the sports world objectively, clearly. It's great, because I have no money on it, okay? What a terrible weekend it was. I got to be honest. I gotta view this selfishly, okay? Are the New England Patriots still alive in the postseason?
They are.
A resounding defensive performance last night, 16-3. Chargers stink.
Yeah, Herbert.
Justin Herbert's most overrated quarterback maybe of all time. Against a shrinking violin in the playoffs. Only 3 points, can't score in the red zone. And while New England's offense wasn't great, good enough, the late touchdown to the tight end, but their defense was money good. The Chargers offensive line looked like you and I were blocking, right? All right, so New England won, right? Okay, am I right on that?
I'm right. I'm waiting for the bad news.
Okay, Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday, the Bills played the Jaguars. Jaguars choked that game away. Great last drive by Josh Allen. So did the Bills win?
Yes, the Bills won. Write that down.
I'm taking note here.
Allen took it down the field. 4 minutes left. What everybody wanted to see.
He was great.
Great.
That's exactly what we wanted.
That's
Josh
exactly
Allen,
wanted.
Big spot.
4 minutes, go win the game, need a touch.
On the road, the Bills have not won a road playoff game since 1992 in Jim Kelly. I was at that game. No, that's a lie. I was living in Buffalo, though, at the time. That's the truth right there. The Bills won.
Yes.
So let me just get this right. The Bills won.
Pats, Bills.
Check the box on that. The Patriots won.
Mm-hmm.
Check the box on that. And Friday night, I got a chance to see up close and personal the guy that all you draft nicks, all you college football experts keep telling me is going to be a great quarterback in the NFL. And I do not want Dante Moore. I want no part of Dante Moore. Dante Moore on Friday night looked like a New York Jets quarterback. I want no part of it. I hope he wins his lawsuit against the NCAA. I hope he stays in school for another year. Okay. I'd rather take Trinidad Chambliss, although they lost Ole Miss against Miami. Mm-hmm. I'll take Chambliss all day over Dante Moore. And the reason the weekend sucked is that a main rival of mine, the Buffalo Bills, who've won like six of the last seven AFC division titles, mm-hmm. they advanced the division around. They're doing a Patriots team we hated for two decades plus. They advanced to the divisional round. And the quarterback that everyone tells me is going to be the Jets quarterback played like a guy that's never played quarterback before on Friday night. So I ask you the question, why in the world would you think that I had a good weekend?
I guess that's fair. Yeah. Jet fans did not have a good weekend.
No, we had a terrible weekend.
Terrible weekend.
If Dante, by the way.
From the pick six on, it was just.
Oh, first play of the game. Seen that before, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, have we not?
Yeah.
Yes,
Sam
we have.
Sam Darnold, first pass
that's
as a
exactly
Jet.
Right.
That's right.
They won that game. But that was the first pass of his NFL career. It sucks. It sucks. It's like we're not allowed to have good things.
Sam Darnold, you know, back-to-back years of 14 wins. He's got the number one seed. A lot of things
for
the Jets going
well. Don't even start me with that.
Yeah.
So, yes, I love the football. We're going to talk about all the games. We'll break them all down. We'll have some fun. We have some Jets stuff. Obviously, Harbaugh now officially on the clock. I guess he's meeting with the Giants Wednesday and Thursday this week. The Giants got good news.
Yeah.
Because the Green Bay Packers more or less have announced that they're offering a multi-year extension to Matt LaFleur to stay in Green Bay. I'm sure he'll do that. So that was a good thing for the New York Giants.
It was a very good thing.
The Bills won their game. Bad for the Jet fan. Great for the Giant fan. Because Sean McDermott is not getting fired.
Mm-hmm.
So two of the three new places that you were concerned might be great destinations for Johnny Harbaugh are off the table. I guess we'll wait and see about Philly. Kevin Petullo's out.
I don't think they're going to fire him.
I get the sense they're not either.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
But I'm so happy Philadelphia lost. Like, for all the things that went wrong for me as a Jet fan, the one thing that went incredibly right for you too was the fact that you got to sit at home as a beleaguered Giants fan. And the worst thing for you would have been the Eagles start making another run to a back-to-back Super Bowl titles. And you got a gift.
Yeah.
You got a great gift.
You know,
if I'm the Eagles, by the way, I fire Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni's a cheerleader.
That's crazy to me.
He's a pom-pom holder.
That's crazy.
He don't do nothing.
That's crazy.
You got Vic Fangio does the defense. Yeah. Obviously, you've had three offensive coordinators in the last 3 years. One was good, Kellen Moore. The other two, not very good. But what does that guy do? He's a cheerleader.
Win. That's what he does. He wins. 5 years, playoff appearances, two Super Bowls, a championship.
Yeah.
Like, not good enough?
Not good enough.
How much could you possibly, when they hired him, and he couldn't hardly get through the opening press conference without stumbling over.
He's
made a fool of himself in that press conference.
Douche knuckle.
What could you have possibly asked for in those 5 years?
Not much
what
more.
Not much
fair.
More. A championship, two Super Bowl appearances, and owning the division practically?
But Chris, we talk a lot about players, specifically quarterbacks, who we say in our expertise as sports talk show hosts, which you don't have to go to college to get that degree. We talk a lot about what? About quarterbacks that we think are a product of the system, quarterbacks that we think are along for the ride, right? I think Nick Sirianni is along for the ride. I think he's a product of the greatest general manager in the sport in Howie Roseman. And I guarantee you this, if John Harbaugh or Kevin Stefanski or, heck, Mike McDaniel were the Eagles head coach, they'd have at least one Super Bowl, maybe more. And if I'm an Eagle fan, I want him dead. I want his children dead.
Well, what's
I
the
want
point?
His family dead.
If there's such a great operation, what do you need the great head coach for? You're right. They fired Doug Peterson, right? Super Bowl champion.
Same exact scenario.
Moved on from him.
That's right.
Hired this, as you call him, douche knuckle, I believe. Is that what we went
douche
with?
Douche knuckle.
Douche knuckle.
That's his name.
And
that's
he's taking him to two Super Bowls. So why would you pay $18 million?
By the way,
bring in the next douche knuckle and hope that you can go win a championship with him.
It's knuckle, not knuckle.
Did I say knuckle? It came out in the wrong. I'm thinking P-knuckle, knuckle.
By the way, and another weird thing that happened, and we'll get into this more in depth, but I'm distracted by one thing. If I may, and I apologize. I'm a little distracted here.
What?
I'm a little distracted.
What?
Well, I'm distracted by our unnamed producer.
What he do?
Because I'm in a good mood. I'm rolling. Yeah. Show's off to a great start.
Yeah. Didn't we give him enough last week?
No,
we got to start the week off?
I'm concerned about him now.
What's the problem now?
The sweatshirt don't fit. He's wearing a belly shirt as a sweatshirt. Like, Lululemon's going to sue you for wearing that. If you're on camera today, that is a lawsuit.
I haven't noticed. Is it short on him?
Is what it is.
You are flying today.
No, I'm just saying, like, I like the Lululemon brand. I have one pair of their shorts. I'm not a huge fan of theirs because they went all woke on us. But right. that sweatshirt's made for a much smaller human being, if I may. I'm sorry to say that. All right, let me get off of him.
Yeah.
I'm back to the football.
Come on, we got plenty of football. To your point, though, about the Giants, it was scary. It's broken that way, but as it was going on, again, I'm rooting for the Eagles. You say it's a great thing.
I get it.
I don't want that, I'm still sort of nervous about it. We got the Buffalo. Green Bay, I thought for sure, off of that collapse in the second half, I thought I was, without question. Now, I didn't believe the nonsense that came out after, this whole connection that they're trying to sell his agent is somehow, the owner of the team or the president of the team. That's nonsense.
NBA broadcaster Kevin Harlan's brother is the agent to John Harbaugh. I forget his first name. Last name's Harlan, though.
Yeah.
Harlan's dad was a longtime front office executive with the Green Bay Packers. So the thinking there was that his son would do a solid for the Packers for his dad and go get the best available coach. But like you said,
John Harbaugh's his own man.
If you're a family member that had a connection like that and they reached out to you, you might give it a second look or a bigger look than you might have otherwise. But I'm with you. When you blow a 21-3 lead, and I'll do you better than that. When you blow a 21-6 lead going into the fourth quarter, I'll do you better than that. When you blow a 2-score lead with 6 minutes to go in a playoff game against a hated rival, if you're ever looking for a reason to fire a head coach, that's the reason.
That's as good a reason as I can think of.
There's one little wrinkle in the story I read this morning. It looks like they're going to offer him a 3-year extension.
Right.
He has a year left on the contract. But there was a little line in the report that I saw this morning that said, unless he is looking to go. And the notion...
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms. For more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Was if Matt LaFleur feels like, maybe I've reached the ceiling here with this team, and there's other opportunities for me, that the Green Bay Packers would allow him to walk out.
Yeah.
So again,
because right now it's. I think he becomes the second leading candidate in the NFL.
I think
outside of Harbaugh, it's him, which is funny to me because we're having these discussions about these guys. Harbaugh, we talked about it. You know, takes the knee, sets up the more difficult field goal. They haven't won with an MVP. Suddenly, still, obviously, 19 years. LaFleur, 7 years, hasn't won a damn thing. Nope. Let's be honest.
Nope.
Has been the seventh seed in the postseason the last couple of years with Love. Had the big win against Dallas for sure when they were the one seed.
Two championship games. That's it.
Yeah, being the two championship games, came here and immediately, I don't want to say resurrected because Rodgers is better than to say resurrected,
sure,
but he had two MVP seasons where he was as good as he's ever been
under
LaFleur, and now he has these brutal losses, a brutal loss. We're all saying, how do you not fire him? And then with the same breath, I'll tell you, he's better than Stefanski. He would be, if Harbaugh does go somewhere else, that would be the number one.
Yes.
Like if he gets fired, I immediately go, Harbaugh first, LaFleur second.
And by the way, if you flip-flop those two guys, I'm good on that too.
Right, so I could see why. Maybe he wants out. Maybe he doesn't love the scenario there. But
or maybe
he immediately becomes the second candidate in this search.
See, I think if he goes to them and says, I think we should mutually part ways, which according to the article I read,
it's possible,
is on the table. It's more likely that he signs an extension and he stays there.
Mm-hmm.
If he goes to them and says, you know what? 7 years, two NFC championship games, never got over that hump, never won a Super Bowl. I've got to live with that. I want to give you guys a fresh start, blah, blah, blah. To me, that's an indictment on Jordan Love. That's a coach who's a quarterback, offensive-minded coach telling you, I don't think it's going to get any better with Jordan Love. And let's be honest, for 30 minutes this weekend, Jordan Love looked great. Mm-hmm. Packers offense looked great. Even through the third quarter while they didn't score, you know, it was fine, it was good. And then, I know we all make fun of the Broncos win against the Giants, so I should say, the Giants collapsed at 33-point fourth quarter.
It's as bad
Could
as
you
that.
Imagine mm-hmm. a Jet or Giant team in a first-round playoff game giving up 25 fourth-quarter points and losing that game?
No.
And that's why I want to play this through with you. As a Giant fan, I don't care, name the coach, you want that guy fired. As a Jet fan, I want that guy fired. And yet in Green Bay,
mm-hmm.
you can come back. You can come back. We'll do this three more times.
Right.
Right? Could you imagine what this station would be like?
No.
Could you imagine?
We would be insane.
We would
be insane.
Yes.
Right. But you know what? We're not. Instead, we're sitting here.
I'm not happy.
All our fears. So you can not be happy all you want. I'm happy.
The Bills advanced.
I'm happy.
The Patriots advanced.
Who cares about that?
Oh,
the Bills, the Pats, I give you. The Pats went through a brief moment after owning the NFL. Would they go through a 3-4 year period where
they were
down, and now they're right back?
I know.
And they don't even have to play well to win playoff games.
Look at the joy you're getting.
Well, listen, let's be honest. Vrabel comes in. He's instantly better than Jim Harbaugh. He out-coached him, out-schemed him the whole bit. Like, they are instantly, boop, within 1 year, they hire the right coach, and there you are. And that's why you look to the
Shame
Giants.
On you. Shame
no, no, no.
On you.
Forget.
Shame on
you. This is a Giant
Shame
town.
On you.
It's a Giant town right
yes,
now.
Yes, it is.
Listen, who are they competing with
Shame
now?
On
you can
you.
Forget Miami,
uh-huh.
right? We're talking about, oh, you know, there's mutual interest in Cleveland. I don't buy that for a second.
I don't
second.
Buy that either.
Connor Hughes is coming out saying, well, it could be him, either the Giants or Atlanta. He ain't going to Atlanta.
Why would you?
The next head coach of the New York Giants is John Harbaugh.
You're back.
Woo!
Oh, I can't
we
wait.
Are back.
I can't wait till tomorrow.
What are you coming on with this dystopian Jet Town crap? Who cares?
I can't wait till tomorrow when we find out that Harbaugh's on his way to Cleveland to talk to Shedeur Sanders.
Nope. He is going to be a New York Giant, baby.
By the way,
we are going to be next year's New England Patriots.
I have no problem with
next
that.
Next year's Chicago Bears.
That'd be great.
Right back in the playoffs, worrying about what the hell's he doing in the fourth quarter. You know what? I would sign for that in blood right now.
Yeah.
We said we'd be apoplectic, and we would be the next morning.
Yeah.
But give me that morning. Give me the playoff game where I have to worry about fourth quarter decisions in a tight game. I want it. I haven't had a tight game that I cared about past Halloween in a decade. Let's go. John Harbaugh, he's coming here. It's fantastic. It's a great week. I'm so happy to be here. The first week was amazing. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
I just can't tell you how happy I am, how excited
See,
I am. It's a wonderful world right now.
You're putting me in a bad spot.
It's a wonderful world.
Now, what you know about me, you should know this.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to attack. So
yes. You can't hurt me today.
Oh, no, I can't hurt you.
You can't hurt me
I can't hurt you.
No, you can't.
Ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to hurt you right now.
No, don't do it.
I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt
you
right
now. You
can't
hurt me today. I'm feeling
good. I've got it. I already got it. Top of my head hurt.
I had my cold brew coffee. I'm feeling good.
The free one upstairs?
Yes. Of course.
All right. Here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying this because I'm lashing out, because I'm immature. And I own that about myself.
Okay.
At 39 years old, I should be more mature. I should also have more hair on my head, but I don't.
Right.
All right? I make no apologies for my immaturity. How are you handling it? You okay with it?
I'm great with it.
You sure?
Yes.
You didn't know what I'm talking about.
I have an idea. No, I don't. But that's
you,
fine. I'm good.
I'm going to tell
Whatever
you.
Whatever it is,
I'm going to tell you.
I'm good today.
How do you live with yourself?
I can live with it.
That the Caleb Williams throw to Roma Dunze was better than Eli Manning to Mario Manningham. How you live with yourself with that?
Get out of here.
I'm just saying.
Are you serious?
That's how far you would stump. Yeah.
That's how far and how low you would go.
Back.
It's not true.
Yeah.
It's not true. It's a great throw.
Great throw. Rolling
great
to his
throw.
Left.
Oh.
Yeah. Impossible
no,
throw.
You see the angle.
Over
like
two guys, under one guy.
He's literally like flat chested where he's throwing.
Well,
he's
you know,
got one guy around his foot. He's up in the. What an incredible
you know,
throw.
As when he releases the ball, it's the Air Jordan statue.
Yeah.
I assume you saw that online as well.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you live with yourself that Manning to Manningham is no longer the greatest postseason pass of all time?
That's just not accurate.
I'm just asking.
No, it's okay.
I'm asking for friends.
I mean, you can try this. It's a great throw. Manningham was in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They went on to win the Super Bowl.
That's fair.
Do I care what your opinion is on what the greatest throw
not.
In the NFL? I do not. All I know is that, you know, and to be fair, I was a little bit down. We both had a rough Friday night. in fairness.
Oh, because the game stunk?
Well, no, because...
Because Dante Moore can't play football?
Can't play it over. But even,
and that's the guy, by the way, and here's the thing I loved about his bad performance. Mm-hmm. Nothing against the kid. All those loudmouth jackasses that do what we do for a living who are suggesting to Dante Moore, if you're going to go second, don't go into the draft if you can avoid it.
Right.
Play another year of college because you don't want to play for the Jets because the Jets are such an incompetent organization. Yeah, how you like me now? How about that? The Jets don't want Dante Moore, nor should they.
The other thing that happened to the Giants, though, to be fair, is clearly, I knew we knew this before, but what a rock star Mendoza is. I mean, 5 touchdown passes, right. An incredible game. He is so clearly the number one pick, and what you could get for that. And
imagine
all the Giants had to do was lose one of 2 games against the Raiders or the Cowboys. They'd have the one pick.
Yeah.
They would have John Harbaugh coming here. They'd have the one pick that they could trade for multiple first-round picks. They've already got their quarterback. They would be as set up as any franchise in recent memory. I honestly believe that. They have the quarterback. They have some pieces around it that makes them the favorite to get the best head coach to hit the free agent market in a generation. He would be coming here. They would have the first overall pick. So Friday night was rough for both of us. Can we live together in that kind of world? Even though today's a great day for me?
I feel like it was rougher for me.
It was rougher for you.
I feel like it was rougher for me. All right, we'll get your calls. We got lots cooking today. 888-808-1019. That's the phone number to call. Remember back in the day we used to say toll-free? Are you old enough to remember that?
93, what was the number? 937?
It was 718-937-6666. Yeah, but you used to have to say toll free. Yeah, there's no toll anymore,
there's
I guess.
There's no toll. Well, I think the 888 means toll free, right? Or not?
Isn't every call toll free? Like, what calls do you pay for? Like, when's the last time you paid for a... Unless you called, like, your friends in Aruba.
Well, you get a certain amount of minutes, right? Are plans still based on that?
Every call's free.
Every call's free?
Yeah, it's unlimited.
Unlimited data?
It's like $50. Unlimited.
The flip phone my mother still owns, no way is it free data.
She's paying for something. No doubt. Here's Josh in Queens on the fan. Josh, good afternoon. How are you?
Craig and Chris, they're ready to go on the fan. New York Sports Radio. Craig and Chris, they'll get you the sports any way that they can. It's Craig and Chris on the bed. Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM WFAN.
How are you today, everybody? Yeah, nice job, Josh. Appreciate that, buddy.
Okay.
Let's go back 40 years to something that's completely irrelevant today.
Didn't even change the lyrics up. I mean,
look at your different impersonations.
That's about all I got. I got like a little grunt through the first couple words of a sentence, then that's it.
By the way, later today we're going to be giving away Chris Stapleton tickets. Yeah?
Nice.
He's at Jones Beach, not till August, though. Well, at least you have to prepare and plan for that. I got to talk to...
This is a great day. I'm really bummed that you're bummed. We're supposed to walk in here, but who cares?
We had great football.
Your day was miserable on Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday.
No, Friday I was happy.
Why?
Because I just saw a kid that can't play football. So now the Jets aren't going to draft Dante Moore, and I hope he comes out.
So that's the positive.
And by the
way,
you've
answered the question.
Oregon
the Jets aren't going to do it. You're not going to get stuck with a miserable quarterback.
Oregon just signed that Nebraska quarterback, Dylan Ariella, the guy that looks like Patrick Mahomes and tries to imitate him. So if you're Dante Moore, is it the handwriting on the wall? You ain't playing at Oregon either. I just don't want you playing for the Jets. Different green. Not my green. Dude, I'm watching that game. When that kid's hand hit the running back's helmet and it came out, I went right to Twitter because that's the generation we live in now. Mm-hmm. And I go, he's already a Jet quarterback.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the Jets, being the Jets, did make an announcement today. I know while Yankee fans are waiting for the Yankees to sign someone, and Met fans would like the Mets to sign someone, the New York Jets trumped both the Yankees and the Mets. I don't know if you saw this or not. While Dante Moore proved he can't play football on Friday, the Jets decided to sign Bailey Zappe to a deal today. And you wonder why I'm upset as a Jet fan.
Yeah, but
you wonder why the Jets
continually ruined my weekend. Yeah, but you had a
Today's Monday. It's a long week. We'll get your phone calls 888-808-1019. It's the Carton Show with Big Mac coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spell babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.